Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour belongs to you and I. I'm Mike Todorich. I'm the host of The Golf Show. We have lots to talk about today. It's been an interesting week, again, in the world of golf. Just like it's been an interesting week in the world, period. Lots of things going on, lots of interesting things going on. The one headline that caught my eye is this one. The PGA Tour has decided they're going to add some more people to the mix of tournaments. They sent a memo to players on Wednesday, says that this problem or this program is being called Hosted Experiences that will include as many as 50 guests a day. Now, they didn't say so, but I'm guessing these people were supposed to be in hospitality suites, tents, whatever they call them these days. The guests will be allowed on-site only on competition days and will not be allowed to walk the golf course. Now, I'm not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree, but I don't get that. What's the purpose of bringing them to the golf course, assuming that they're going to have to be tested before they can come in, and then keep them at a designated place away from the golf course and away from everybody else? I'm not real sure what's gained by that. They can't see the tournament. So why wouldn't you stay at home and watch it on TV? I don't know. That's one of the things that just caught my eye, and I try to stay up with these things, but that one kind of got me. We learned this week that Tiger Woods will be skipping the WGC FedEx Invitational this week. He said in a statement that he's doing so that he will be that'll help him be in better condition for the PGA Championship, which I believe the starting date of that is August 6th. He's in that place where every day is a new experience for him, and he's trying to get himself, to a point where he was, a year ago or a year and a half ago, where he's able to compete and maybe win. He still has his eyes on more major championships, which I think is out of his grasp. It's tough going out there now with the kids that are growing up, as it were. New talent coming in all the time. It's a whole lot different than it was in that decade when he just decimated fields of players. It's a little harder for him to do that now. The tour is in Minneapolis this week, the 3M Championship. And, of course, the cut was yesterday. And there's some interesting names, as there usually are, of guys who didn't make the cut. One of those was Brooks Koepka. He's not been exactly scintillating lately. He came close yesterday. He needed to make a birdie on 18 to make the cut on the number, but couldn't. He shot even par Friday, and he's missed a cut now in two of his last three starts. Interesting, because, I mean, we know what he can do when he's on, and I think maybe more important than that is when he's healthy, because he's obviously not healthy. He has a bad knee. They have done at least one procedure on it, and somebody asked him this week how his knee is, and he said, no better. It's pretty much like it was. So that doesn't put him in great position for the FedEx Invitational or the PGA Championship, because he has become Mr. Major after his run a couple years ago, and he's still a dominant player when he's healthy. He hit a lot of fairways yesterday, but he wasn't his approach shots, many of which were short irons, were just not up to speed for him. It's too bad because he is, you know, he's fun to watch when he's playing well, but you could see it in his demeanor, in his reactions to shots, and you know, he kind of flung his putter one time. He did take 32 putts yesterday, and that's a lot for anybody except for us, who many days would love to have just 32 putts. There were other big names that didn't make the cut. Bubba Watson missed by a shot. I guess Bubba is still a big name, but boy, he hasn't done anything in a while. Who else? Minnesota native Tom Lehman, one of the nicest guys out there, and he was one of the guys who consulted on the course. He didn't make it, missed by a shot. And Englishman Tommy Fleetwood, who was competing in his first tournament since the resumption of the PGA Tour season, he looked like he hadn't played in a while in competition. He ended up one over par, 143. And Paul Casey, another Brit, missed his second straight cut after shooting 144. Fleetwood, of course, is a young man with the flowing mane of hair who is a big-time player. Much is expected of him, and he's shown flashes of being very good. He made the decision, and I wondered about this from the time they started the shutdown and started thinking about rules as to how they were going to get guys here, what was going to happen when they did come. Well, he decided early on that he was not going to come to the States and then have to sit for 2 weeks quarantined before he could play. He didn't want to do that, because then if he decided to go back home to England, he'd have to do the same kind of thing again, as well as when he came back to play. So now he's here. He did his quarantine, He's been tested. He's been good. And he's going to be here for 9 straight weeks. Not sure that he's going to play in 9 straight, but he's going to be here. Interesting decision for those guys coming from Europe. Adam Scott hasn't played. He's not coming from Europe. He's coming from Australia or in the Caribbean, depending on which home he's staying at. He's going to come back and play, I think, next week at the FedEx tournament. You know, there's another guy who, you know, at one time was the star, was, you know, Masters champion, and, you know, has tailed off recently, but he doesn't play as much as he used to either. So this pandemic has affected all walks of life, as you all know. And it's made things difficult on a lot of issues. It's made life difficult on people who, you know, are losing jobs. I just saw something this morning. Somebody said that 60% of the small businesses of all kinds that shut down temporarily will not come back. They're closed permanently. So, I mean, we should be thankful that golf is being played. Yes, it's different. I think I said this early on. Golf with no fans it's something just not right to me. And I'm not the Lone Ranger there. I understand that. But then I watched baseball last night for a while, and that might even be weirder, if that's a word. I don't know. It's, you know, it's, we have to be patient with all this, obviously. But it's weird, and we should just be thankful that we have sports at all. Because certainly it could go the other way and would have no sports. One thing I meant to mention was that there will be a Koepka playing this weekend in Minnesota. Brooks's younger brother made the cut. He shot 70-68 for 4-under total, and he's in 33rd place, leading into Saturday afternoon. Chase is a good player in his own right. He's not a major champion yet, but he can play. I remember talking to him at the Sonny Hanna Amateur one year. You can see the resemblance, but he's smaller. Not nearly as muscular as his big brother, but he can play. And I believe he got into this tournament because he got a sponsor's exemption into a tournament earlier. And then, and I can't remember the details, something happened that he couldn't play that week. So the tournament here in Minnesota gave him this exemption into the tournament, and it'll be interesting to see what he makes of it over the next 2 days. Good experience for him, if nothing else. I wanted to mention also there's an interesting TV special today. It'll be leading up to the golf coverage on CBS. It's called PGA Hope, Helping Our Patriots Everywhere, and it will be on at 1:30 this afternoon. This program, PGA Hope, helps military veterans with physical challenge and PGA professionals who are passionate about developing golf programming for our nation's heroes are going to be featured in this nationwide one-hour special. It'll be hosted by James Brown, and Lee Trevino will be on the show as well. He was a veteran. The PGA Hope program is a national program from the PGA, and it does amazing things for guys and girls who were wounded in combat, and we've heard stories all over the place about how people getting out and swinging the clubs and, you know, playing if they can, but just being involved with something like that, like golf, has been very good for their recoveries and their mental state. And it's really a good program, and we have one here in Pittsburgh. And they do a great job out there. Ron Lucas is the head of that program, and certainly worth your while to check that out. And that'll get you ready for this week's golf tournament, which I don't know if you noticed, but the course is course kind of looks like a Florida course in that there's water everywhere. You know, I know they're playing in the land of 10,000 lakes, and I think they used a bunch of them on the golf course. And you know, nothing wrong with that. The regular guy, I'm sure, would have a problem keeping the ball out of all those ponds and lakes. But, you know, these guys, they don't do it very often. But it does cut down on the width of fairways sometimes, makes you play away from the pins on some holes. So, interesting golf course. Not much, I don't think a whole lot of people know a whole lot about it, but it's fun to watch. All right, we've come to our first break of the day. When we come back, we're going to talk to a guy who had a very nice week in a golf tournament, and he topped off that week with a memorable shot, and we will talk to Connor Schmidt right after this break. You're listening to The Golf Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.